This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, August 26th. God's word to you today is see and push. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 144, verses 1 to 2, from the Voice Translation, and it reads, "Blessed be the Eternal, my rock. He trains my hands for war, gives me the skills I need for battle. He is my unfailing love and my citadel. He is my tower of strength and my deliverer. He is my shield of protection and my shelter." Not many people know the story behind the way I hold my pen. It is neither fashion, nor am I trying to create a new way of writing. I had an exam, and I had to read from 6 o'clock in the evening to 6 o'clock in the morning. The only breaks I took were to scratch my legs and walk around. Then I'm back to the reading table. It was a computational exam scheduled to hold at 9 o'clock in the morning. After I was done reading in the morning, I got back to the hostel and decided to sleep for just 30 minutes. I'm sure you already know where this story is going. When I opened my eyes, it was past 10. What? The rush began, and while I was trying to wear my shirt, the ceiling fan caught my hand and blood gushed out. So I tied my hand and went to the exam hall. Thankfully, the lecturer knew me, so he asked what happened. After I explained, he gave me the option of doing the exam then or later, and he advised me to go to the health center. I refused because I had sacrificed for that exam. So with my hand tied, I had to find a way to hold my pen and write the exam. The most comfortable was to place the pen between my index finger and my middle finger. From that day, I forget to put my pen back between my index finger and my thumb. I write with my pen between my index finger and my middle finger to this day. What is the point of all of this? The pain from the cut was a lot, but how was I able to go through it and still do my exams? It was because I had seen the scores already. Stop shortchanging your destiny. What will it take? Sit down and pay it. What will it take to move from point A to point B? What is the price tag? Pay it. When you pay it, everybody will come and rejoice with you. They will say you are lucky. Lucky indeed. Tell them to go and be lucky. You do not consider the axe if you want to lick the honey in the rock, my grandmother would say. Once you have seen through it and embraced it, what next? What else did Jesus do? Push through it. You have to push through it. Do not stop calling. Push through it. Luke 11 verses 9 to 10 says, "And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." Let us pray. Father, I lift my hands up to you. Lord, train my hands for war, and give my fingers the skill for battle. You are my tower of refuge and strength. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.